Blog Talk Radio.
Another day for you and me in paradise.
Yeah, I was disappointed when I woke up this morning.
Why? Why is that? Cause, what's his name? From Genesis, the drummer? He wasn't serenading?
Yeah, Phil Collins, what about that?
He didn't wake you up serenading you?
No, I was disappointed that I woke up this morning.
I was disappointed you woke up this morning, too.
I know.
Yeah, I like that one.
What's new in the world, gentlemen?
What happened on the what do you bachelors do on Saturday night?
I didn't do anything. Mick, what did you do?
Not much.
Wow.
It's a pretty boring life, I have to say.
Yeah, I usually don't do anything on Saturday nights. So I'm kind of a loser when it comes to that stuff.
I actually don't do anything, period. Like, I don't really go out anymore. Like, I was having this conversation
with
somebody.
You go out more than I do, brother. You certainly do.
Yes, but, I mean, I don't feel like I go out a lot. Like, somebody was asking me about White Plains, and I literally cannot remember the last time I went out to White Plains. I mean, besides with you guys. Like, that was the last time I went. And other than that...
That was the last time I went, too.
Right, and other than that, it's probably been, Jesus, 2 years?
You know, my wife wants to go up one day, so I'll bring her out. We'll go to White Plains. More bullshit. Friday, Saturday night.
Why does she want to go to White Plains? The only reason to go to White Plains is to look at chicks. That's the
only reason
to go.
Like, that's the thing. Like, it doesn't even, like, appeal to me anymore. Like, obviously, like, it's nice to, like, look at chicks and, you know, hopefully get somewhere. But, like, it's always loud and obnoxious and I just don't have the patience.
Well, like, I wouldn't go to White Plains by myself. Like, I wouldn't just go there.
Right,
the only time I'd go to White Plains is actually with you guys to just hang out and be retarded and maybe do some chick watching and shit. But,
right.
I mean
I used to go by myself because I had a friend who bartended at the Thirsty Turtle. And so she would let me basically drink for free. And then I would go there and... Same thing, chick watch, and, you know, it was always the bonus that I had in with the bartender in case I wanted to be creepy.
My chance in there.
So, but yeah, but now I just have no interest.
Like, what happened to your friend who worked there?
She quit. She works in Connecticut now, and I refuse to go out to Connecticut.
I think my friend still. You guys met my friend Celeste, who
works at one of the bars.
She was short, stout. She was good looking, but she had like muscly arms.
She's built like a fucking. She's ass and titties and thick legs and sweet buns and cute little face. And no interest in me whatsoever.
That's what I'm saying. Like, my friend, I wasn't, you know, this girl that was bartending in White Plains, she's just a friend of mine. But, like, same thing. Like,
Any chick that's even remotely attractive to me, that's my friend, is somebody who I'd have sex with at the drop of a hat.
I'm not saying I wouldn't have sex with this girl. I'm just saying that, like, it never came to pass that way. Like, that was never really an option. Like, if she offered, I wouldn't be like, oh, you're my friend, I can't do that. Of course not. I'm not sex.
I don't actively try to sleep with anybody. Like,
I don't either. Except for you.
You know, I'm too, well, you don't really have to try when it comes to either of us at this point. But you know, like in White Plains, like the whole thing is like, I go there and we've met some interesting people there. Like, I have to say that that's one of the things I like about White Plains. You met those like South African girls,
right?
/ Brazilian girls or whatever they were. We met that attractive divorcee that was like shit face drunk.
Yes.
Divorcee.
Damn. Girl.
That we put on the radio. That was a mistake putting her out
on the radio. And then you put her in a cab like a good citizen.
I didn't put her ass. We all put her in a cab. I thought we were going to at least, you know, face rape her before she left. But, you know, like maybe while she was like hanging out of the cab puking, like one of us could have jammed our cock in her mouth or something.
Yeah, we pussied out on that.
Yeah, we told her.
No, we're good guys after all.
Speak for yourself.
Yeah, we're.
When she fell over in the cab before the cab drove away, I stuck my thumb in her butthole.
We do have to actually that night does remind me that we do need to, like, you know, go out more in mentioning that we're doing a show like live. We have to do like live shows because that was
yeah,
totally
yeah we should do each
like,
other live
gotta
shows.
Get a fancy big microphone with like a little wooden screen.
It was so funny because there was no verifying that we were not completely full of shit, and yet every girl we talked to was like, "Yeah, I'll talk to you," and it was just like,
"I know exactly." Well,
love, like the idea of somebody listening to them talk.
Yeah, you know, I mean, we're doing it. I mean, it's. The only sign that we were doing a radio show at all was that we were on a cell phone, and that's not proof
in any
way.
I wonder how that show sounds. Like every
probably
show.
Didn't we like do it with one phone on speaker or something?
Yes, we did.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
It must have sounded horrible.
Yeah, it must have sounded horrible.
Absolutely.
But it was an icebreaker. I think we need to do that again sometime.
No, totally. I mean, you know, I thought we should just, you know, get people to talk. But, I mean, that's the biggest problem with that sort of thing, with doing a man on the street live, is that it's very I'd say the chances of it going bad are probably about 60 to 75% because people in general are just not interesting.
Yeah.
Well, definitely. And then the people who are usually, you know, characters in the wrong way. Bums.
Yeah.
That lady with emotional problems.
Mm-hmm.
Did she say
she
like leased the rights to her poem to her son or something?
Right, right.
Yeah, that was weird.
Oh, I gave the rights.
Forgot about that.
He's a VJ or something.
She like leases her poems to her son. Her like boyfriend or whatever was like some 70-year-old.
Well, and wasn't it her son like 25 and she was like 40?
Yeah.
Yeah, it was something. I think her son was 35 and she was 45.
Yeah.
And her boyfriend was 55, which just made it very strange.
Mm-hmm.
But no, but I know he was old and like wasn't like when she said something about like the sex like not happening anymore, like that's when my ears perked up. I'm like, oh, she's on
right,
about
right.
She, you know, but she's one of those people that like she knows that she should be banging somebody else.
Yeah.
She knows that, that's a good – it will be good for her and maybe they'll knock some sense into her or whatever, but she just couldn't bring herself to do it. It probably because of our presence. I blame that. That's a, being around the three of us is enough to kill the sex drive of anybody.
I think she was down, like, in general, like you're saying, but I think she, once she started talking to us for a few minutes, she's like, wow, I'm, like, really close to ruining my life right now. I need to go home.
I think
that
just
one moment of clarity
like
where
brief,
she was like,
yeah,
wow,
exactly.
This is going to end really badly.
Like, she was drinking pretty heavily, and then she opened her eyes, and she had, like, a split second of sobriety, and what was staring her in the face was the three of us.
Exactly. And she was like, I need to leave.
Oh, she's like, yeah, oh, guess what, I don't feel good all of a sudden.
Right.
So I should probably get out of here.
Yeah.
You know what the surefire sign of that was? We were trying to tell the cab driver. We were trying to get her to tell us where she lived so we could tell the cab driver. And and that didn't happen.
Cab driver is the one that won that night. He took her home.
Yeah, he probably fucked her.
I don't know, man. If I was a cab driver, I'd probably have... See, I'm not sure if a bitch like that, if she came on to me, I'd probably just like wait until she passed out and then pee on her. I drag her out of the cab first.
Right.
Oh, man.
Yeah, and I thought the waiter was going to be interesting because he was really personable and he was cool and he was like hooking us up a bit and whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But then we put him on and he's just like,
yeah.
I live with my girlfriend.
Is that what he said?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
She's waiting for me now.
Yeah,
I'm not really allowed to
talk
to you guys.
Talk to your girl Celeste and tell her to hook us up one night. We'll go out to a show.
Yeah, exactly. And it's always fun to see the fucking the goofball meatheads that are out.
Right.
Is it?
You know.
Always fun?
And, well, it, to me it is because they're
amusing.
Like in White Plains there's more than enough there are more than enough girls that are there by themselves that I can feel like I remotely might have a chance with one of them. But then, you know, like it's not all meatheads. Like I've been to places where it's like, you know, 80% meatheads and there's like, you know, two or three girls to each meathead. But you know, there's some stragglers in White Plains that we could possibly slip some roofies to.
Right. Yeah.
The roofies are in my pocket.
Oh, actually, that reminds me, well, you know, not necessarily roofies, but what is it with you, Mick, that you, like, when you're drinking a lot, like, you get the balls of steel, but you aim them in the worst direction possible. You just, like, your sights... You, instead of going for the low-hanging fruit, which is what you should be doing with your balls of steel, you see the top and the pinnacle. You see two girls, two really attractive girls that are with a tall, muscular, super attractive dude. And the moment he turns his back, you're like, yeah, I'm going to get them. No, you're not.
Okay. I will say, for the record, that it's an isolated incident because I usually do try to go for the low-hanging fruit. I can't explain to you. I have no idea why that night I decided to go for those two chicks because I knew it wasn't going to happen.
That was fantastic. I mean, honestly, like, I want you to always do that because it's always going to make for a great story.
No, because I'm going to get my ass beat, and I don't feel like getting my ass beat.
I mean, here's the thing. Like, you're super lucky that the guy viewed you as zero threat whatsoever.
Right.
Like, no threat. Because I'm pretty sure a couple times he came back in and he saw you, like, skulking away after she basically rejected you.
Right. Yeah, I can't defend myself that evening. I don't know what was going on.
That was fantastic. You tried one, and she was like, And then you're like, fuck it, and tried the other one, like, kind of in front of her. Like, it just ended up that your first choice was taken, but your second choice was taken by the same guy.
By the same guy. And then they all left, like, 10 minutes later. Oh, my God, that was too funny.
They were hot Colombian ladies, though. It was worth it.
Yeah. You know what's great, though? He's probably never going to go back there because they thought that with him, you might have actually cock-blocked him that night because they probably thought that with him, they wouldn't have to worry about creepy dudes hitting on him all night.
And lo and behold.
Yeah, exactly.
As soon as he turns his back, the chilela appears.
Yeah, I can't explain that one. I was, I don't know.
That was wonderful. That was really fantastic. That was one of my favorite things.
I'm sure it was quite amusing to watch. Yeah.
Absolutely.
And like at one point, like I tried to talk you out of it, like the first time you did it.
Trust me,
it was only half-assed. Like I really was. I was like, Mick, are you sure that's the right? I wasn't like, Mick, listen, man, this is not going to work for you.
Don't sit you down.
Yeah. I didn't like grab you and eye to eye you and like listen.
Yeah, you gave me the chance. You gave me the chance. You gave me the rope to hang myself with, basically. You're like, hey, you sure you want to do this?
No. I gave you the opportunity to get yourself out of it. I extended a hand and I was like, hey, Mick, come on, you know, you sure? You sure you want to do this? And you're just like, now. And then the second time, I didn't say shit to you. I just turned to Lily and laughed.
Right.
And I was like about to run away. I was running away, actually, when Michael looked at me. Like, whoa, conflict.
Why, you know what I'm not good at picking up chicks at all. Like, I get girls, but it's not because I pick them up. Like, I don't think I've actually picked up any girl I've ever tried to pick up. Like,
right.
Trying to pick up a girl never works. It happens by accident. And I'm just lucky
that
I'm pumped in.
When you say you've never picked up a girl, are you talking about, like fucking a girl you just met or just, like, even, like, making out or whatever?
No, it's usually, like a girl that I'm like, oh, shit, I want to talk to her. Like, a girl that I go at. Usually when I have picked up a girl, it's because she's shown me, obviously, that she's interested. You know, it's never been a girl that I've gone after. I've never made the choice. The choice has been made by me, for me, by them.
Yeah, like, I've never been good at picking up girls either. Like, I can do pretty well, or at least I could back in the day, where I had, like, an in, where, like, it was, like, a friend of a friend.
Right.
And the girl would get to know me that way or something like that. But, yeah, but just, like, basically cold calling never worked for me.
Cold calling.
But like Louis's technique, which is only has never worked for me, but it used to work for him a couple of times. He'll just like sidle up to a girl, and be like, "Hey, what's up?" And then he'll just pop his middle finger in their butthole while they're talking. He'll just like quickly. He's mastered the move. Like he'll like subtly lick his finger and then just like say, "Hey, what's going on?" Pop right there.
See, I got to try that. Oh. See, between that, Louis can teach us so much. Between that and sniffing girls when he hugs them, like I really need to like learn.
I had youth on my side. Ah, I'm a crazy young guy.
Right. Well, yeah, exactly. That's the thing, too. Like, even when I was hanging out, like, in my planes, and not like that I went there all the time, but like I said, I had an in with my friend who was the bartender, so she would always, like, you know, kind of prop me up. But also, at the time, like, I was, you know, anywhere between, like, 30 and 32, and there's a big difference between 30 and 35. Like, I can't go there now. Even if my friend was there, I can't go there now and try to hit on 21-year-olds. Like, that doesn't really work for me anymore.
Well, it would work for me if I was in good shape. I mean, it probably wouldn't work all that well, but it would work a lot better.
Right, yeah, it probably would, right. But
you gotta
dress
really trendy
right now.
And have anime head.
Right.
Like a Dragon Ball Z. Thank God that's kind of going out of style a little bit. Thank God.
But yeah, I'm just a mess right now.
Guido slash Spanish Guido haircut. That looks like they stuck their finger in a socket.
Yeah.
I'm going to go away a little bit, thank God.
That's the worst thing I've ever seen. It really is. Like, it makes me mad when people walk around with their hair like that. Irrationally angry.
Yeah.
No, no. How is it irrational?
Yeah,
well, because, I mean,
they're...
No, I think it's irrational because I really want to hurt them. And there's no... Like, if you think about it, why would you hurt somebody for a hairstyle?
Okay, fair enough.
Now,
like, I want to go up to them and just punch them in the face repeatedly.
You know you'd be saving some girl from rape if you...
is that how I could justify it? Okay.
Absolutely. If you knocked them out for the night, you know, saving some girl from rape that night.
There you go.
See, here's the thing, though. I'd be saving a girl from rape, or at the very least, having a notch on her belt that doesn't belong there. But I don't think girls care that much about that shit anymore.
No.
Yeah, I don't think
so. You know, she's like 35 and married with a couple of kids, and she looks back and she's like, oh, there's that dude that who I slept with who had all that glue in his hair and looked like he stuck his finger in a socket. Like, she's not going to really lament. Yeah, exactly.
I don't think
he's probably trying to sell used cars.
I don't think they lament anything once they get married, to be honest with you. Because I think for a lot of women,
right.
Like, I think for a lot of women, that's like a goal of theirs is to get married and have kids and stuff like that. So I think once they reach that, then they consider whatever led them to that point kind of collateral damage. It doesn't matter.
Yeah, all the syphilis
all this
and
stuff
and
out here. God wanted it that way because I finally found my
all the back alley gangbangs and the syphilis treatments and the
right exactly.
That was terrible. Oh, Louis, so check this out. I had a dream last night about your ex-girlfriend, Allison.
Really? How's she doing?
I don't know, but in the dream, she was like, you and her had broken up, and you were like, you were totally okay with her, but like you wouldn't have been okay with me banging her, but I was totally trying to bang her. And instead of that happening, like, and it seemed like I was going to bang her because she was all into me and shit. And then the next thing I know, she's dating some little black dude with, like, Jerry curls. And I'm talking about the kid. Like, she had to be in her 20s, and the kid had to be, like, 13 years old.
Nice.
And she was like, making out with him in public. And I just thought, like, we're at a diner, and I got up and walked out. You're the ex-boyfriend, and you stayed there, but I got up and walked out.
You were so upset that you left.
So weird, man. Really?
Yeah, man. I couldn't believe she chose this little fucking Jerry curl faggot over me. I woke up still mad about it, as a matter of fact.
That's great.
Obviously. I wonder what she's up to.
But, we were talking about meatheads and white planes and stuff like that.
Right.
Girls, meatheads. There was something I wanted to bring up.
You're saying how neither one of us are good at like picking up chicks like randomly.
Yeah, like I've never ever been good at getting the chicks that I. But the way it used to be is that I'd go into a place like White Plains. And, you know, while I'm trying to get the chicks that I'm obviously not going to get, someone else will pick up on me and then
right.
I'll get them that way.
Yeah.
Somebody will indirectly fall for it. I don't know what it is. Like, I can't, whoever I aim my sights on just is like, you know, nah.
Right, right.
I think people have a natural aversion to giving me what I want when they know I want it. I think just in general.
Right. That's the whole thing is like, you know, if you quote unquote play it cool and act like you don't give a shit, they'll be more into you. But like, I could never do that with somebody I actually wanted. Like, I was never.
No,
me
either. I'm not
trying to do
that at all.
No.
So it never works. And then when the girls who I actually don't want, those are the girls who end up liking me because I really don't want them. So it's the same kind of principle. Like,
well, see, what happens with me is that there's a girl that likes me, and I'm completely oblivious to it. That's how it usually works. I'm completely oblivious, and then eventually I find out, and you know, I awkwardly get them into some sort of relationship with me, which is because I'm bad at that too. And then by the time they're actually in it, that's when they realize the mistake they made. But they're too invested in it. You know, that's when they're like, ah, fuck, what did I do? But at that point, it's like 3 or 4 months down the road. You know, they've seen who I really am, but they're too, you know, it's too much, and they're used to talking to me every day, and it's just like, so.
Well, it's even worse now because, you know, at least when a girl's like, you know, 23 or 24 and she realizes, you know, that we're a mess, and she'll be like, all right, yeah, I'm done with this because I can't deal with this. But by the time they're like our age, they're like, fuck, this might be like the end of the road for me. I might have to stick around.
Exactly. Well, no, usually I'm afraid to date anybody over the age of like 32 because I think when they hit that 3 or 4 month mark where they realize what they've done, they'll probably commit suicide.
Yeah, I suppose it's possible.
I mean, it's not even like I could introduce them to my friends and think they'd have a better option with one of them because my friends are you guys.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, that's why Louis likes us so much, Mick, because he brings us around his wife and she knows that that he's the best of the lot.
Exactly, yeah. He's like, see, honey, like, you know, look what's out there. Like, look what you could be saddled with.
When I'm like, Lou, I think I'm coming over this weekend. He's like, yeah, all right, absolutely. Come on over.
My wife's
going to be there and everything. He's like, and he's like, Mike, dress in something real tight. I want my wife to see exactly why you suck so much. And that's why he loves us so much. There's no danger of his wife sleeping with either of us. No danger whatsoever.
And not only that, but like you said, like it just makes him look so much better. Like it's not even.
Yeah. After we leave, he turns to his wife and he's like, "See what I tell you."
Exactly. You're welcome, Lou.
Thank you, dude. Real nice on you, man. Real nice to fall on your own sword, sweetie.
I'm sacrificing my own happiness and well-being for you and your relationship.
We are. Absolutely. You'll get yours in the end. Don't worry.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, you know, that's why when I come over your house, I'm rude, I'm obnoxious, I say horrible things. What do you think I do that for, Lou? It's not because I'm a rude and horrible, obnoxious person.
Right.
Oh, looking out for
exactly.
That's right. I do it so your wife loves you more. That's why I am who I am.
There you go. Beautiful.
There you
thing.
Go. So as a matter of fact, you owe me, I think.
Yeah. A little handy next time I see you. I'm straightening it out.
Only if your wife looks on disapprovingly.
Well,
it's happening.
Done. Easily done.
and if you want to really get me off, you'll have her storm out in a huff.
See, Mike, are you of the opinion that Louis and his wife probably know about 20 available single women, but they just refuse to set them up with either one of us because they know how much they are?
Wait, say that again. I got interrupted by the show saying that we're almost over.
Do you think that they actually know, like, a ton of, like, available and single women, but they just refuse to acknowledge that because they know how much of a mess we are, and they're like, yeah, we don't want to...
No,
like,
no, I know all of Fermil's friends, and they're horrible.
Okay.
But,
no, she knows women, but I don't know if I'd label... I don't think they fall into both of those categories of attractive and available.
Right.
You know, some of them are attractive but not available. Some of them are unattractive and available.
Mm-hmm. Slim pickings out there these days.
I know. Like, there's a. We told you about that one girl that's like told. She's with this dude that's got like. He's a guy I told you about. His name is Fudge. He's got like 7 kids. That he doesn't pay child support for.
Yeah,
no
yeah.
Job.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And she, like, she's not unattractive. She's tall. She's got big boobies. She's got a pretty face. She's got a really good job.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
I just don't get it. I don't get why she would support somebody who's just an obvious piece of shit. Like, anybody outside of that arrangement sees, even the kids are probably like, yeah, that dude's a piece of shit.
They're...
Probably. Mommy, what's daddy's name? Fudge. What? Get the fuck out of here.
Oh, man.
Yeah, I was told that he mentioned to her that her, like, Kay and AJ were the only people that dude liked of her group of friends. And I'm like, because everyone else can see through him.
Yep.
Yeah, I think what's getting harder and harder for us, Mick, is that friends our age they're either in serious relationships or they're married and or parents.
Oh yeah, terrible. And that's the thing. Like, that's why I never went out a lot, you know, to begin with. That's why I hardly ever go out now. Is because, like you said, like, most of our friends are, like, you know, married and having kids and all that crap, and they're sure as hell not going to go out. And so, yeah, it's just. Ridiculous.
I have to say though, out of all of my my friends that are married and stuff, the one that I could probably get to go out easily is Lou. Like, Lou's the only one whose wife doesn't have him on a chain.
Right.
I don't know too many of the wives of some of our married friends, but they don't seem. They don't seem like horrible people at all, so I'm not sure why. Maybe once these people get married, they just realize how terrible we are as friends and want to spend time with their wives.
See, I think it's a little bit of both. I don't, like, as far as, like, our friends go, I don't think any of our friends' wives have them on chains like that. But I think our friends are kind of like, all right, why am I going to go out and, you know, spend $50 on drinks when I'm not going to get laid, when I can just stay home and watch TV with my wife.
And possibly get my wife to tickle my balls.
Right.
You know, yes. Which is probably what Lou thinks too, but if his wife gets wind of the fact that somebody invited him out, she's like, go, get the fuck out of here. Go.
Go.
Yeah, like, I'll still go.
Go, white boy, go, white boy, go.
I still go with Alan once in a while.
Yeah.
But, I mean, the thing is that now he's having a kid, too. So, like, by the time...
Holy shit, his wife is pregnant?
Yeah. So, by the time that kid gets here...
World.
I know. I feel bad for her vagina because that kid's head is going to be enormous. But, yeah, like, once he has a kid, like, he's not going to come out anymore. So, I don't know.
Jesus Christ. Louie, you're not allowed to have children, man. I'm sorry.
Yeah, you're not allowed. Do you guys want to have kids?
We're going to revisit it when I'm 40.
Okay. That's good.
That's in a couple of years, man.
Oof. No. It's only 4 years away, dude. I'm going to be 40.
I cannot believe that you'd ever have a child. I cannot believe that. It's going to blow my mind if you ever do. It's just goes against everything you believe in.
Well, dude, what do you do if, like, you don't want to have kids and your wife wants to have kids?
Break up.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Like, I don't – because I know people – you know what's weird is, like, my brother didn't want to have kids until he had a kid.
I know.
It's one of those things where,
like,
you just go with it and just go with whatever happens, or, like, maybe it actually does change. Like, it seems to, like, you know, change his outlook on things, because, like, he could not be happy with having kids, and now they're talking about having another one. But, like, he didn't want to have a kid before he had a kid, so, like, how the hell do you know? But, like, for me, I feel
I cannot believe that anyone decided to breed with Dina Maroney. That still blows my mind.
But, like, I don't want a kid, like, and I know that. Like, I don't think... If I knocked up some girl, I wouldn't be like, wow, you know what? Maybe this will, you know, make me grow up or whatever. No, I'd jump off a cliff. Like, I want nothing to do with children.
I know, like the idea of one, the idea of a girl that I've been with being pregnant, like, gives me knots in my stomach.
Right.
Like,
I can
not
be,
like,
I can be a good uncle. I could be a good stepdad, even, but I do not.
Right,
want my
and I am a good uncle, and I love my
right.
nephew, and
right.
you know, I. Whatever, but I, like to have one of my, I mean, that just, like, seriously, like anytime there's been a pregnancy scare with one of the girls that I've been with,
oh.
it's been like it's been a really stressful experience, like really
yeah.
stressful, like
yeah.
depressingly stressful.
Like, I want nothing to do with kids, like, and people, I actually, when I was at my niece had her first birthday party a couple weeks ago, and, well, it's more like a month ago, actually. But, you know, and I bought her, you know, some presents, and, you know, I was playing with her because she's my fucking niece and I love her. And one of the girls who was there was like, are you seeing anybody right now? And I was like, no, why? And she was like, oh, man, because if you were, you could you should have brought her here because she would be, like, in love with you 10 times more after she sees the way you treat your niece. And I was like, yeah, that's what I don't want. Like, I don't want to.
Yeah, no, that's not the reason I want chicks to pay attention to me at all.
Right, like that would be the opposite
but,
of
but
what
on the same token, I am not above taking my nephew out to a park to get
yes,
girls.
Yes, no, that's
there
fine, yeah. But, like, I don't want some girl to look at me with my niece and think, oh, my God, he'd be such a good dad. Like, no.
No, please don't ever think that of me.
Yeah.
Never. No, I just, the idea, the thing is, like, I'm, Even if I was successful, I would still be an extremely selfish
right.
person. And I know
exactly.
I know they say that, and I've seen children change people. I've seen that.
Right.
You know, I've seen somebody become a different person because, you know, and they're like, oh, I don't want children. Then they have a kid and they change. And that's
right.
fine, and that's good for them. But I'm perfectly happy never changing in that capacity. There's
right.
other shit that I need to work on to change myself way
yes.
before I ever go down that fucking road.
Yes, exactly. Same here.
I want a dog.
I might be getting a dog next month, actually.
You better get a dog next month. You better get a dog. I'm holding out hope for you getting a damn dog.
Well, next week I'm going to be dog sitting a dog.
But see, so here's the thing. So, Louis, is the dog like the test baby? Because couples do that too. Like, they'll have like a pet and be like, "Oh, I want to see how he is, like, with, you know, taking care of something else, and then we can see if he'd be good with a kid." People do think.
Well, as far as my wife's opinion of me,
yeah.
No, my wife, you know, deals in her own mind about having a kid. And, you know, she's always like, I don't know if I could ever be ready for that. You know.
Right.
He's essentially the same way.
Yeah.
In that regard.
That's
yeah, cool. And that's 50-50. Sometimes, like, oh, I would have your
like,
baby.
Like,
oh,
it would be nice,
beautiful.
Yeah. Right.
But then she sees,
yeah,
you know.
Kristen is like that,
giant,
too. I mean, we've. Exactly. Well, that's just the thing.
Like,
I said, she's
vagina.
Very. Exactly. Kristen, I mean, Kristen's got fake boobs, you know, and she's always talked about how when she's older, if her face starts to fall apart or whatever, she wants plastic surgery. She's had it, and that's according to her, that's in her future. So
mm-hmm.
she's somebody who's kind of vain when it comes to her body. And every time she very rarely mentions it because she really doesn't want to have kids, but I guess she still has that
yeah,
you know,
well, that's the
woman,
thing. Like, as much,
the societal
like,
pressure.
Men
want to
go out
Men
want to go out and fuck young women in clubs, and that's something innate, and if you recognize that in men, you have to recognize that women are want to be mommies.
Right.
So,
see, that I can recognize the women wanting to be mommies. I can't recognize the women wanting to have a giant fucking wedding. That's bullshit.
That's
fucking
awesome.
Bullshit.
Yeah.
That, see, I can, the innate need in a woman to be a mother, that kind of nature versus nurture thing, I can understand, but when they get this idea in their head at a young age that they know what their wedding is supposed to be like without even picturing who the guy is in it, they've got this wedding plan and the man is interchangeable. Like,
yeah,
that's
like, yeah, but the guy is like a prop. Like, it doesn't
yes.
matter who the guy is, as long as my wedding is at this place or with this, you know, whatever.
Yeah. Right. But that's, you know, but whatever. The point is that Kristen is – And I, she's like, but I just couldn't see, like, ever having a child in my stomach for 9 months. I couldn't see having to push it out of my vagina. And I'm like, well, get a C-section. And she's like, well, I don't want the C-section scar either.
Scar, yeah.
And that's when I'm like, yeah, you don't, you know, your vagina's going to get destroyed by that baby head if you decide to have a natural birth.
Right.
Shit. My pussy, man, damn. She's blown up.
I'm saying, your beautiful vagina, the vagina that you own and play with,
right,
is going to be pushing a goddamn human out of it.
A person, yeah.
She didn't cool at all.
No, I see, I don't believe that, Nick. I don't agree with the whole political thing that a child is a person, whatever. I don't think a child is a person until they're 17.
I don't know, 17's a little high, but I understand.
No, I'm pretty sure that we could eliminate everyone under the age of 17 on the planet, and we'd be fine.
Well, so you know what? Going back to this whole baby thing is, like, I don't like babies. Like, I know how you're going to take this because, you know, whatever, but I like kids. Like, I can play with kids, but I can't.
I'm the other way around. I love babies. I love little crying babies. Like, you know, they're adorable. But toddlers, and you have to kind of talk to them and, like, have that doggy voice, like the way you talk to your dog.
Right.
Yeah.
But I don't know, like, babies. Like, my niece, like, now is getting to the point where, like, you know, she just turned a year, and, like, now, like, she hasn't fully walked yet, but she's getting there, and she's not fully talking yet, but she's, like, you know, she can understand things, whereas, like, when they're, like, a little baby, like, all they do is shit themselves. Like, they don't do anything. Like, I don't understand how that's endearing.
But, yeah, I also find that endearing. Like, the little babies, and they're just, you know, they're amazed by everything, and you make a face, and their eyes widen, and all that. Like, little babies are cute to me, but they're only cute to me for about, I think, maybe 2 hours tops.
See,
and
I was
going to
say they're cute because they're disposable, right? Like,
yeah, and then, you know, after maybe 2 hours, I want to go back to every other thought I have, which is fucking things and playing video games and eating.
Right, right,
yeah.
Exactly.
Awesome.
And shitting.
That's awesome. And shitting. Damn, I think I'm going to do all
that
shit.
I mean, I to be honest, I don't like anything for more than a couple of hours.
Yeah,
I love
it. Time for the show to be over? Jesus.
Right.
Yeah, I know. Yes.
Better part of an hour. Huh.
Your mother's a better part of an hour. Somehow. Yeah, the show's over. You can go play with your wife's vagina. Well, Mickey and I will
go
back to crying with Sam Janitos.
Yeah. And I'll go back to masturbating.
Vagina.
I'm gonna go jerk off to pregnant porn.
I'd never like that.
I don't want to look at
a pregnant woman, like, ever. That's not attractive to me. And that's the other thing. Your wife is gonna be pregnant. She's gonna look pregnant for at least 6 months.
At least.
Mm-hmm.
No, more than that, because afterwards they still look pregnant for a while.
Yeah, exactly. So, I don't really want to fuck a pregnant chick. I don't care. Like, I really don't care. Even if I'm banging her from behind and I feel that belly swaying while I'm, while I'm banging her, no.
Although, you know, actually, yesterday I was at a flea market, and there was a girl that, I had to say, she, like, was super in shape for being pregnant. She must have been, like, 6 months pregnant, and the rest of her body was, like, totally fit.
Really?
I was like, really? That was, like, interesting.
Yeah, I've seen a couple of people like that, but they're few and far between. I mean,
few and far between.
Yeah. I mean, maybe if I made like a pillow indentation in the bed, I just made like a pillow fork,
right,
with like a big hole in the center where I could bend her over it and the belly just disappears.
Yeah.
Am I right? Yeah.
Then maybe I could handle it. But to get me in the mood to do that, I'd have to watch porn beforehand because I don't even want to look at her ass. I don't care if she's hot from the back. If I know you're pregnant, you better stay away from me.
Right.
Who wants to put dick in a baby hole?
Yeah, I don't know.
All right, on that note, we'll end the show. All right.
There we go.
All right.
Bye,
fam.